T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sort of take me through the last couple of days and how things unfolded, and obviously you're here and I'm sure you're happy about that.
So going into the last game on Thursday, I knew that I was in contention for the third spot, and obviously it's not the outcome I wanted, but in the long run I'm still here in the organization, and it's time for me to just keep working, keep grinding and improving, and you never know when you're going to be bumped up and get your shot.
Right, exactly. I mean, just because you're on the practice squad doesn't mean that at any point you can't go up. So you have to, I mean, you're preparing every week, I'm guessing, like
that. Oh, yeah, you have to prepare like you're playing. So if someone goes down, someone gets hurt, then you're going to be expected to know everything.
So does it happen where they tell you, like, hey, like, you're not going to be the number three guy, and then there's a break, or do they tell you pretty much right away, like, hey, we're considering you for the practice squad, or kind of how did that work, and how nervous were those times?
Tell them with releases and stuff?
Right.
So I got a call. Right when I got the call, I knew I was probably released, because you don't want that phone call. That's how you know you're active. So I got the call, went in. They told me right away they wanted me for practice squad if I cleared waivers. And obviously, that's what happened in the situation.
From Thursday night till that point, I mean, what were the emotions like, and how did you sort of handle that?
So I already went through it when I was in Green Bay last year. So I kind of knew what to expect. I knew that you didn't want the call. So I was kind of more calm about it. I felt good with my performance in preseason, so I felt pretty confident going into it. But, I mean, yeah, at that point, it's out of your hands.
I mean, if you're going to be on the practice squad somewhere in your hometown, it probably seems like an ideal spot, right?
Oh, yeah. For the situation I'm in, it's the best position to be in.
What was your family's reaction when you told them that you were going to be here?
Oh, they're excited. I mean, growing up in Pittsburgh, now I'm staying here. They love the fact that I'll be here.
What do you feel like you did during the preseason to, you know, earn a spot, even if it is on the practice squad, to earn a spot here, why they wanted to keep you?
So what I was always told, and what's always been me as a player, is my physicality. It's if I was in line, if I'm at wing wrapping back, it's I'm just a physical player, and I always go to the whistle, and that's what they like about me. And what the coaches told me is kind of just a little bit more time to develop from those technique things at tight end position, and then once I'm ready, basically you'll get your shot.
Did you ever play Woody High? Did you know Mathis at all?
Yep. Okay. We actually talked this morning about it, the Wolverina.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
All right, yeah, because you must have been quad A then. I met 6A when you were still playing, right? Or was it?
No, quad A.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So
I came back from college one year, we were 6A. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
We were in the States and everything. I'm like, what's going on? I didn't even make playoffs when I was in high school.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Things have kind of exploded up there a little bit the last few years. I mean, obviously, like, Ben DiNucci on Saturday nearly upset West Virginia. I mean, what's it like to represent not only, you know, Pittsburgh, Western PA, but Pine Ridgeland in particular?
I mean, I think it's awesome, especially since the program's doing so good and it's taken off like that. And I went back, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and I talked to Coach K and some of the players that he had in front of me that day. And it's just cool to see how the program's developed, like just the weight room and just the technology they're using now in high school compared to like when I was there. It's pretty cool.
And you said, like, you going in Thursday, are they open with you, saying you shot number three, or you just kind of see, like, we all kind of see that, you know, you did, or you know what I'm saying? Or?
So that's kind of throughout camp. You kind of get the feeling of who has a chance, who doesn't have a chance, who's messing up, who's making plays. And, yeah, the coaches will give you little hints here and there what you need to work on, and you either take that and you progress from it, or you do the opposite. And everyone knows the fourth game is the starters aren't playing. So that's your opportunity. That's a big chance to make. If you want to make another improvement, open someone's eyes, that's a good opportunity to do it.
Yeah, makes sense.
What was it like Saturday waiting?
You just try not to think about it too much. I kind of kept myself busy, hung out with some friends, talked to family, just kind of did the kind of stuff I just love to do, like go to the movies, just chill around, relax, talk to my agent here and there. But it was kind of crazy because one of the agents in my agency knew since 11 o'clock, and he didn't tell my agent, so I was kind of just out, just not knowing, but we've been new the whole time. But I just try not to think about it too much and just let God take care of it.
Chisler said he found out by looking at the roster. How'd you find out?
My agent called me and he was like, they knew since 11 o'clock, but you good and you made it. And then I seen the roster after that. But I didn't even try to look up things. I just try to stay off social media the best I could and just keep an open mind.
How different is it coming in here today?
It feels different. I'm not going to lie. It feels different. Just see a lot of people gone because you play with a lot of guys for 2 months for OTAs and mini camp and then all of camp. So it's different, but I mean, it's part of the process, part of the game. So, but I'm just happy that I'm here.
Now you are here today, sit you down and say, this is your role, do this, or is it just obvious what your role
just,
is? Or,
you know? It's just special teams right now. That's the biggest thing, special teams, and just help the team any way I can. And that's what I'm willing to do. So.
And you embrace special teams?
And I'm embracing it. I mean, it's just a blessing to be here. So I'd rather do anything I could do, just be on this team, stick around, just help this team get to 7.
When you go into film, did Danny stop and your block? Is that like a big, you
know? No, he didn't even. Okay. Just move on. It's Patriots week, and that's how they look at it. Okay. Yes, sir.
What do you feel like you put on film during the preseason that helped you on this area spot?
I feel like I put on a good special teams look as well as defense. I think I showed my speed a lot. I think I showed that I could be comfortable in certain situations. And I think I just gave myself a chance by some of the plays I made. And at the end of the day, I was just having fun out there and just doing what I know I could do. And I'm just thankful for that to help.
Have you thought about the fact that, you know, your first game, actual NFL game, is going to be in New England against the defending champs, against Tom Brady? I mean,
I thought about it. It is big. But like you said, I mean, I feel like the NFL, everybody's good. Everybody's top notch. But it is kind of insane going against the reigning Super Bowl champ. So, but I'm ready for it. I'm excited for it. So, I'm ready to go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.